Track 5. Vorticist Composition by Helen Saunders, who lived from 1885 to 1963. The materials are graphite and ink, and the work dates from about 1915. Against a cream background, two angled shapes seem to lean towards the right. The piece measures about 25 centimetres across and around 30 centimetres high. The cream paper, the background, is then mounted on white card and has a plain black frame. The composition occupies around 7/8 of the height and most of the width of the cream paper. In the centre is the largest shape. You could imagine a capital C, tilted right at an angle of 45 degrees, but instead of being created from curved lines, the C has straight lines which turn at various and sometimes sharp angles. The C has a black border, thicker in some places and narrower in others. Between the lines which create the border are further geometric lines of black, alternating with the cream background and with hatched areas of shading. This alternating of lines and the variation give a three-dimensional effect, creating different planes on the flat C. It's possible to see the shape at the centre of the C as a three-sided rectangle, and the centre of this rectangular area reveals the cream background. The bottom of this shape extends downwards to join other geometric lines and areas, triangles, zigzags, almost like shards of lightning, and pyramids. These are either in blocks of black or hatching or of the background cream. The very bottom of the shape is flat, almost like a rectangular base for the upper shapes. Above the central C is a similar shape, but smaller and seemingly behind the larger C. Again, it has a black border or outline filled with alternating lines of black and cream. Again, these appear three-dimensional, almost like steps or a series of bevelled frames. The arms of the upper C meet the lower C, and its central area is filled with finely drawn lines which run across it from left to right. This sculptural drawing calls to mind the shape of an engine or machine with interconnected parts. The effect is hard and rigid, almost mechanical. The gallery information tells us Saunders was a member of the London-based Vorticist group. Formed in 1914, they aimed to express the dynamism of the modern world through imagery derived from machines and the urban environment. The geometric shapes in this drawing explode outward from the centre of the composition, and the hatching lines create varying levels of tone. We might see objects in these forms, but Saunders emphasised, in line with the group's aims, that the shapes and their relationships have a meaning of their own, apart from any literary or representational overtones. This short-lived movement was brought to an abrupt end by the First World War. After 1920, Saunders stopped making abstract pictures. Instead, she worked in still life landscapes and portraiture, adopting a more naturalistic style. This work belongs to the Courtauld Gallery, London, and was a Brigid Pepin gift in 2016.